Well, good evening, everyone. Good to see each one here tonight.
大家晚上好啊，高兴看到每一位。
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to the third chapter of John, the Gospel according to John.
那如果大家手里有圣经呢，请大家翻到约翰福音的三章。
I'm going to read from the 16th verse, which is so familiar that I don't think you need to look at your Bibles because you've got it memorized, verse 16.
那么我会从16节开始读起啊，这一节相信大家已经非常熟悉了，甚至不需要去看圣经就可以了，因为大家大概已经记住了这一节。
So let's read John 3:16 to the end of the chapter.
那我们从16节读到这一章的结尾，
Or not down, sorry, down to verse 21, sorry.
不是这章的结尾，是读到21节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God.
约翰福音三章的16节。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的，便恨光。并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备；但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Now the background to the story is, of course, a man named Nicodemus, a man who came to Jesus by night.
那这个故事的背景呢，是有一个人，有一个夜晚来到耶稣面前的人，他的名字叫尼哥底姆。
And it's interesting that this passage that we have read tonight, it has to do with light.
那很有趣的是呢，我们今天读到的这个章节，他在讲光。
And Nicodemus, under the cover of darkness, comes to the light.
尼哥底姆呢，在黑夜下，在黑暗下，来到了光的面前。
And the man is in complete darkness.
那人是完全的黑暗的。
Not only did he come at night, but his own soul was wrapped in darkness.
那这个人不只是他在黑暗中来到神的面前，他的灵魂也完全被黑暗笼罩。
When Jesus tried to explain to him spiritual things, he said, "How can these things be?"
他当耶稣试图去解释属灵的事情的时候呢，这个人说，这些事怎么能成呢？怎能有这事呢？
But Jesus gives him an illustration from the Old Testament.
但是耶稣呢，给了他一个旧约的例子。
About the time when the children of Israel had complained against God.
就是当那时以色列人在抱怨神啊。
Even though God had been so good for 40 years, he had taken them through the wilderness.
尽管那时候神在旷野，在他们旷野的40年间已经对他们如此之好了。
Yet they complained.
他们依旧在抱怨。
And so he sent fiery serpents among them.
所以神派了火蛇来到他们中间。
And anyone who was bitten died.
任何人被火蛇一咬就死了。
So they cried out to the Lord.
所以他们向神呼求啊。
They came to Moses and he cried out to the Lord for them.
然后他们来到摩西面前，请求摩西为他们呼求神。
And God said, make a brass serpent.
所以神对摩西说呢，你要建一个铜蛇，
Put it up on a pole where anyone can see.
然后把它立在一个杆子上，让所有人都能看到。
And that serpent will represent the very thing that bit them.
那这个蛇呢，会代表着那个咬他们的。
And with that illustration, before the mind's eye of Nicodemus, everyone who looked lived.
那所以呢，这个例子在尼哥底母面前的这个例子，告诉我们所有人凡看他的就必得活。
Suddenly, the poison of the serpent was made completely nullified, completely gone.
那一瞬之间呢？这个毒蛇的剧毒啊，就已经不见了。
And we saw how that was a picture of sin.
那我们可以看到，这是一个罪的图像。
The poison that is working within the human race that causes death.
那这个罪的毒啊，运行在人的身体里，人的心里，让人带领人去死。
And we've all been bitten by that serpent.
我们都被这个蛇咬过。
But Nicodemus is brought to the point where he's got to realize that he too is a sinner.
然后呢，尼哥底母被带到了一个点，他意识到他自己也是个罪人。
And he too is under the sentence of death.
他也同样在死的审判之下。
And so the Lord Jesus says, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以耶稣说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
So that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
所以任何相信他的不被定罪，反得永生。
And so the cry in the camp in Israel on that day was, look and live.
那一天在以色列营中，他们的呼告是，你去看，你就活了。
And it's the same today.
今天也是一样。
We don't look to a brass serpent on a pole.
我们并不是看一个挂在杆子上的铜蛇。
We look to a savior who died there and took all our sin upon himself.
我们看向的是一位救主，他死在十字架上，把我们的罪背在他的肩上。
And dying, he took away death's sting.
然后呢，借着死，他破坏了死的权柄。
He conquered death by rising again from the dead.
他征服了死亡，借着他
and
他的死。
And everyone who believes receives eternal life.
那任何凡相信领受的，就领受了永生。
And now we come to verse 16, where it seems like that same truth is repeated.
那我们来到16节，看上去是同样的真理，又重复了一遍。
Now, sometimes in English Bibles, you will find that the Lord Jesus, his words, they're printed in red letters.
那在有的版本的英文圣经里呢，你会看到，如果这句话是从主耶稣口里说出来的话呢，它会被打印出来成为红色的。
Have you seen English Bibles like that have Jesus' words are all printed in red and the rest of the words are in black?
那有不知道大家有没有人看过啊？耶稣的话都是红的，其他的字都是黑的。
And so most editions of these red letter Bibles they have John 3:16 in red.
那绝大多数呢，这些红字的圣经呢，约翰福音三章十六节都是红的。
Because the editors think that the Lord Jesus quoted this verse 16.
那因为编辑者呢认为这个约翰福音三章十六节是耶稣总结出来说出来的。
But many scholars disagree.
但是有很多圣经学者不这么认为。
I don't take any position on it.
那他并不是其中一位啊。
But we don't know when Jesus' words to Nicodemus ended.And John, the writer of the gospel, his commentary begins.
但是呢，我们可以注意到，当耶稣的话说完了之后呢，约翰这本书的作者他的评价就放在这里了。
Does it really matter?
这并不是很重要啊。
Just made me wonder a little bit anyway.
但确实让我会想一想。
But for you, it doesn't matter.
但是。
Unless you really have a concern about these kind of things.
但是这一点并不是很重要，除非大家真的很想弄明白。
Because the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that the Lord Jesus spoke, also spoke through the Apostle John.
因为呢，耶稣借着圣灵说话， 使徒约翰也是借着圣灵说话。
And so we come to this lovely verse.
所以我们来到这一节非常令人喜爱的经文啊。
It's been called the seed plot of the Bible.
那它被称之为这个整本圣经的种子。
Just like a tree is in the seed of an acorn. An oak tree is in the seed of an acorn.
那就像呢一个种子里面其实是包含了整棵树的。
So this is a very concise summary of the whole Bible.
这可以说是整本圣经一个非常精简的总结。
God loves man.
神爱世人。
And so we begin in verse 16. Let's take a look at this lovely verse as we begin tonight.
那今天晚上我们开始呢，要看一下这节可爱的经文。
It says for God. It begins for God.
那开始就是神。
In eternity past, God in his counsels.
那在永恒的起点啊，在永恒之前啊，神在他的这个会议中，
He conceived in his heart
他就在心里有这样一个，
a plan,
有一个计划。
a great plan whereby he would create in his own image those that could know him.
那他就是他要按照自己的形象来造一批人，这些人要认识他。
And unlike angels, that they would have the free will to worship him.
那不像是天使啊，他们会有就是自由的意志去敬拜他。
And so he created man in his own image.
所以呢，他创造了人，又在他自己的形象里。
But the thing is, with the free will, man exercised his will to rebel.
但是呢，问题是人使用了这样的自由意志去背叛他。
And as we know the story, sin came into the world with its awful consequences.
那我们知道罪来到了世界，带来了极大的后果。
But God did not change his plan.
但是神从没有更改他的计划。
He knew what would happen.
他知道什么会发生。
And he already had a plan to overcome that.
所以他早就有了这样一个计划来胜过这样的罪。
It would cost him everything.
那这个会花费他的所有。
But here in the next word, God so loved the world.
那神爱世人。
He so loved. It's a little word in English. It's just two letters.
那在英文里呢，在爱之前有一个 so， 就是特别太。
I know in Mandarin, I know someone whose last name is So.
那 so 对，有的人有这个姓啊，在中文有这个姓氏。
I don't know what So means in Mandarin.
那不知道这个词在中文是什么意思啊？
But in English, it lends a power to what comes after.
那这个 so 这个太这个词呢，就给后面的一个有一个非常强大的力量。
John 3:16 doesn't say God loved the world.
那就是在英文或者说原文了也是。那个约翰福音三章十六节没有说神爱世人，他说的神特别太爱世人。
He adds this superlative to try to push that love to an infinite amount. He so loved the world.
那这个 so 这个太这个词呢，就要把这个爱它的边界它的程度推到一个无限的程度。
And that expresses God's inner nature.
这个表述了神的心呐。
We know God, his character. He's holy, he's righteous.
那我们知道神的本性，他的性格，他是圣洁的，他是公义的。
But his inner nature is love.
但是他里面他的本性是爱。
Turn with me to John, 1 John. 1 John, the first letter of John, near the back of your Bibles.
那我们翻到约翰一书啊。
And chapter 4.
四章。
Verse 8.
八节。约翰一书的四章八节。
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And then again in verse 16.
然后在十六节，同一章的十六节。
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱。
And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him.
住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So God's love expresses his inner nature. What is God really like?
那神的爱呢，就表现出来他的本性，就是神究竟是怎样的。
We know he can, with a great display of power and wisdom, he can bring forth a universe.
那在他的完全的智慧和能力里面呢，他可以创造整个宇宙。
And he could just as easily destroy that universe.
他也同样可以很简单的摧毁这个宇宙。
But it wouldn't demonstrate who he is.
但这并不会告诉我们他是怎样的。
You know, it's his love expresses who he really is.
但是他的爱却表明了他是谁，他是怎样的。
And his love is directed toward mankind.
他的爱呢，是向着人来的。
And not just a select few.
那不是他选中的几个，仅仅是。
It says, for God so loved the world.
因为圣经告诉我们是神爱世人。
That is every man, woman, and child that has ever stepped upon the face of this earth, God loves so much.
就是任何的男人、女人、孩子，他们站在这地上，就是神所爱的。
What is the measure of his love?
那他怎样测量他的爱呢？
You know, when you give a gift to someone, often it shows the measure of how much you appreciate or love that person.
那当你收到一个人的礼物的时候呢，他就会显明你究竟有多么的爱这个人。
What if someone gave themselves to you, said, I give you to my, give you myself to you. My whole life is yours. Everything I have.
但如果有一个人把他的自己给你了呢?把他的全部,他的完全,他所有的生命都给了你呢?
That's what God's love is.
这就是神的爱。
Because it says he gave his only begotten son.
因为这里说甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That son of whom he had fellowship and was in the bosom of the Father from all eternity.
这是在父的怀里永远和他有团契的独生子。
And God did not spare his only son.
那神没有怜惜或者说不把他的独生子给我们。
But he gave him up for us all.
他为了我们就是放弃他赐给了我们。
He gave his son, he held nothing back.
他把他的全部都给了我们,他没有给任何的保留,他没有任何的保留。
God had nothing in reserve.
神没有给自己留任何的。
He emptied heaven of its glory.
他把天堂的荣耀全部给了我们。
He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
这就是他如此的爱世人,甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That also explains in part how hard it was to redeem us from sin.
那这个也向我们显明了，把我们从最终救出来是有多么的困难。
It took the death of his beloved son to redeem you and I.
想要把我们从最终救出来，是需要花费他独生子的生命的。
He didn't send an angel.
他没有只是派下了一个天使。
He wasn't satisfied with millions of animal sacrifices.
他也没有为那个数百万的这些动物的祭物而满意。
The riches of the world could not pay for your sin and mine.
那地上最有钱的人也没有办法付清你我的罪价。
Because sin is rebellion against God himself.
因为罪就是背叛神他自己。
And his holiness was offended.
他的圣洁被冒犯。
His name was, I'm going to use the word vilified, but his name was dragged in the mud. God's name was dragged in the mud.
他的名被玷污,被拽到泥土中。
And it took the death of his son to redeem us.
这个是要花费他儿子的死来救赎我们的。
So that his gift to us of his son took everything that he had.
所以他这个花了他的全部，他的独生子的全部。
And as such, that sacrifice that he made on our part for us, on his part for us, that sacrifice could redeem a whole universe.
那这样他为了我们所放置的祭物是可以救赎整个宇宙的。
Therefore, the extent of that salvation, it says, whosoever, that so that whosoever believes in him.
所以呢,这个描述了他救赎的广度啊,就是凡叫一切信他的。
He did not pay the price for just a select few.
他没有只是为了选中的几个人付了代价。
All of mankind, all of Adam's race,
所有的人,每一个人,每一个亚当的族类,
was the target of this gift.
都是这个礼物的目标。
And so he says, whosoever believes in him.
所以他说叫一切信他的。
What did the poor Israelite that had been bitten by a serpent, what did they have to do?
那些可怜的以色列人,当他们被火蛇咬的时候,他们需要做什么呢?
Before they could look, they had to believe that that could save them.
在他们抬头看之前,他们需要相信这个真的能救他们。
They had to say, I believe and I'm going to direct my eyes to the place of salvation.
他得说,我相信,所以我要把我的眼目放在那个能救我的地方。
So whoever believes, that's all we can do.
所以他说,叫一切信他的,信就是我们能做的一切。
We can do nothing more and we can do nothing less.
我们不能做得更多,也不能做得更少。
We can't pay. We could never pay the price of our sin. Look at what it cost God to provide it.
我们永远没有办法付清我们罪的代价,看看神为我们准备的代价是多么的大。
Even if man were to work for an eternity, he could never pay the price of his separation from God.
就算一个人在永恒中,他所有的工作都没有办法付清他罪的代价。
He could never bridge that gap between a holy God and an unholy man or woman.
他永远没有办法填满中间的这个缝隙啊,这个空缺,就是一个圣洁的神和一个不圣洁的人之间的距离。
But God in his love has said, if you just believe,
但是神在他的爱中,他说,你只要信就好。
If you just trust,
如果他信了呢?
If you receive my gift,
如果你接受了我的礼物,
you'll never perish,
你就永不会灭亡,
but have everlasting life.
反得永生。
Now, perishing here, the word perish in our Bibles doesn't mean to annihilate, to destroy completely, to remove forever from the world or universe.
那灭亡这个词呢,并不是指代着说你就消失了,你就湮灭了,被毁灭了,从地上,从宇宙中。
It means absolute ruin.
它意味着是完全的被摧毁了,完全的被毁灭了,毁掉了。
Now I bought a new car a little while back, not a new one, but a fairly new one, anyway.
那就是艾瑞弟兄前段时间买了一辆车啊,很新。
And I had an old car that was 32 years old.
那还有一辆32岁的车。
It looked not too bad from the outside.
那从外面看上去那辆车也看着不错。
But the mechanic said, I'm sorry that we cannot repair your vehicle.
但是那个机械师说呢,这样,不好意思,这辆车实在没法修了。
It's not safe.
你开这个不安全了已经。
And there was a couple of spots where I could put my finger through the fender.
那有的地方它就是有洞啊,它直接手指头就可以伸过去的。
And that car was taken to an auto wrecker.
那这个车呢就被送到了那个修店。
I don't know what they took off it before. They finally put it in this big machine and it was crushed.
然后最后呢,它就把这个,就是回收店,它就把那个汽车放到了一个大的。 那个仪器下面,它就被压扁了。
And that lovely little Toyota Corolla that had served me for so many years.
那个可爱的这个Toyota的车啊,就是帮助了我很多年。
It perished in the crusher.
然后呢,在那个仪器下面被完全的压扁了。
It was only about this high afterwards.
那最后它可能只有半米不到高了。
Absolutely ruined.
完全被毁掉。
Never to be restored.
再也不能恢复了。
And that is like the human soul that rejects the salvation of God. It's ruined. It's perishing.
这就像那些拒绝了神救恩的人的灵魂一样,它完全被毁掉了。
It's of no use. It can't operate anymore.
再也没有用了,再也不能使用它了。
And so, That's the perishing. But instead of perishing, God offers us eternal life.
那这就是灭亡, 但是在灭亡之外,
and that eternal life is a different kind of life.
那永生是一个完全不同的生,
when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, you remember?
那当耶稣就是复活拉萨路的时候, 你们还记得?
He came out of the grave and it was Lazarus. And later on they made him a supper and Lazarus was one of those that sat at the table and ate with Jesus.
那出来的那个是拉萨路, 那过段时间拉萨路就坐在, 就是餐桌旁和耶稣一起吃了顿饭。
But that was an eternal life that Lazarus got.
但这并不是拉萨路得的永生。
Because his sisters would have to go to a second funeral for him someday if they outlived him.
那因为他的姐姐还有一天会参加拉萨路的第二次婚礼, 第二次葬礼啊, 如果他就是活得比拉萨路久的话。
He got natural life, but he did, restored, but he did not get eternal life.
他的自然的生命被恢复了,
This eternal life is not even like Adam's life that he had before he fell.
那这永恒的生命也不像是亚当在没有堕落之前的生命。
Adam needed the tree of life to live forever.
那亚当是需要生命树来永远地活着的。
He needed God's life through that tree in order for him to continue to live.
他需要这个神借着通过这个树让他一直活着。
He was innocent of any sin, but still he didn't have eternal life within him.
他是无辜的,没有犯罪的,但是呢,他仍然没有永生。
Because what God offers us in Christ when we trust Him is eternal life.
因为神借着耶稣基督给的我们才是永生。
I could put it this way, so you might understand it a little more.
那我可以这么说,这样可能大家能更清楚地明白一点。
God puts His life into us.
就是神把他自己的生命放到了我们里面。
Because if we're born again of God's Spirit, Christ comes into our life and Christ is God.
因为借着圣灵, 借着圣灵耶稣进到了, 耶稣来到了地上。
So, John 3:16, what a lovely verse.
然后我们也是借着圣灵出生的啊, 那个约翰福音3章16节, 多么可爱的一段经文。
And there was a man who preached in a church. He preached for 1 week, 2 weeks. He preached on John 3:16 every night.
那有一个就是传道人在那个教会讲到啊，他整整2周啊，每天的晚上都在讲约翰福音的3章16节。
And his audience had something, he brought something new out of that verse each time.
那每一次呢，他都会带来一些新的东西从这些经文里。
And on the final night,
那最后一个晚上,
he said, now, if I could ascend up into heaven, he said,
那他说呢,如果我现在就升到天上,
and if I could find Michael the archangel,
如果我可以找到那个米迦勒天使长,
and I'd say, Michael, please tell me, what is God like?
那他问米迦勒,神是怎样的呢?
And Michael, he would answer by saying, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
米迦勒就会回答说, 神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生。
So we'll leave this verse and we're going to go to the next one, which is a counterpoint to it.
那我们现在要离开这一节啊, 来到了他的对立面的一节经文。
Verse 17.
17节, 应该是他的, 就是复制, 就是相对的一节经文。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
因为神差他的儿子降世,不是要定世人的罪,乃是叫世人因他得救。
God's purpose in sending Jesus was that the world might be saved through him.
那神派了耶稣来到地上降世的目的呢,是让人可以因他得救。
Jesus is coming.
5000块钱一个月快挣回来了。那谁不跟他要钱呢?
你知道? Yeah, it's on.
Jesus is coming again.
那耶稣会再来的。
In a future time. He's come though already.
他尽管他已经来了,但是在未来他会再来。
God sent him into the world the first time not to condemn the world.
第一次神让耶稣来到地上不是为了定罪。The
Old Testament prophets speak of a time when Jesus is going to come, and he's going to come as judge of the world.
那旧约的圣经预言了说，当耶稣来的时候，他要来定罪，来审判世人。But
not the first time.
但不是在第一次。He
came as a little babe in a manger.
那第一次呢，他来到地上，在马槽里的一个婴孩，作为马槽里的一个婴孩。Outwardly,
he was a humble teacher come from Galilee.
那在外表上呢，他是一个谦卑的教师，从加利利出来。A
compassionate, caring Savior.
那一个，就是带着怜悯的救主。Women
felt comfortable around him.
那女人们在他身边都觉得很舒服。
Children would come to him and he could take them up in his arms.
那当孩子来到他面前的时候，他会把他们抱起来，抱到他的怀里。I
often would like to take children up into my arms, but they're usually, run to their mothers.
那Eric弟兄也喜欢就是见到孩子把他们抱起来，但通常孩子们都会跑回他母亲的那里去。But
if Jesus was here, they would run to him. That's what he was like.
但如果耶稣在这里呢，孩子们会跑向耶稣，这就是他。
He came as a sheep, a little lamb to the slaughter.
他来作为一个羔羊,
He came to offer himself as a sacrifice. He didn't come to live for us as our example.
他并没有,
Because that life that was lived was so holy and righteous. That we could never ever come to that level of purity and holiness just by his example.
因为他不是作为例子来为我们活着的，因为他的生命，他活出来的生命太过圣洁和公义，是我们根本没有办法达到的这个级别。
That one life was a condemnation of every human being.
那这样的一个生命其实是定了所有人的罪。
But instead he came to die.
但是呢，他并没有定罪，反倒他来是为了死。So
that the world would pass through him by faith into the access through him to God himself.
所以呢，世人可以因他得救，可以通过他能够与神相见。He
is the object of our faith.
他是我们信心的对象。He
is the end of our faith.
他也是我们信心的终点。
The whole world, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
神说神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
In verse 18, we continue.
那18节我们继续。
He who believes in him is not condemned.
那信他的人不被定罪。
But he who does not believe is condemned already.
不信的人罪已经定了。
Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world. The world was under condemnation already. Who doesn't die?
有人没有死吗?
That's the seal of our condemnation.
这是我们就是被定罪的一个印证啊，印章。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
If we didn't sin, we would never die.
如果我们没有犯罪，我们就不会死。
We've all sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
但我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And as such, we're under the condemnation.
所以我们都在神的定罪，神的审判之下。Another
scripture where it's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment.
那所以圣经也告诉我们，人人皆有一死。
And that's the fate of every human being born on the planet.
这是地上生活的每一个人的命运。He
who believes doesn't believe is condemned already.
那这些不信的人罪已经定了。But
he says here, and then he continues in verse 19.
那在19节他继续在说。And
this is the condemnation.
那这个就是定罪啊。
This is the verdict.
那这是这个裁决,
that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
他说定他们的罪就是在此，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
Something changed when Jesus came into the world.
那当耶稣来到世上的时候，有的东西被改变了。
Something God did was different.
那神做的就是做的事情就不一样了。
Because of the light that has come into the world, man's responsibility has grown greatly.
因为光来到了世间，人的责任就变大了。
Let's talk a little bit about light.
所以我们来讲一下光。
What kind of light has man been given?
那人被给了怎样的光呢？
What I mean by light is spiritual light.
当我说光的时候呢，我指的是属灵的光。
And it can come through dreams.
它可以通过梦境。
It can come through somebody telling us a word or two about something.
可以通过别人的话。
Just mentioning the name God is a spiritual communication.
哪怕就是提到了神的名，都是一个属灵的对话。
It can also be through reading something.
那也可能通过你读到了一些什么，
You can get spiritual light.
你可以读，就是借着读到的话得到属灵的光。
You may hear it or see it, but some communication has come through to the human race, some light from God.
但是呢，你可能会听见一些东西，或者看见一些东西，
We're
这样，
gonna we'll look at a few things here.
那圣灵的光呢，通过某种方式会在人的心里交流，我们会看几种。
First of all, what about creation?
那最第一点就是创造。
Turn with me to Psalm chapter 19.
我们翻到诗篇的19章。
Who hasn't looked up into the stars at night?
那有人晚上没有抬头看过星星吗？
And you've looked up, you've seen the stars, and perhaps you've said, like David, When I behold the heavens, and what is man in comparison that you should take notice of us?
那当你看到天上的星星的时候，你可能会像大卫说啊，当我看见天的时候，我就会说，人算什么？你竟眷顾我。
What do the stars, the heavens, what do they convey to us?
那这个天上的星星向我们见证了什么呢？
In verse 1 of chapter 19, Psalm 19, it says, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
那诗篇19章的1节说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Shouldn't man, as he sees the universe out there, shouldn't he contemplate his place in that universe?
那当人看见天上就是整个宇宙、整个星空的时候，人难道不应该想想自己在这片星空的位置吗？
David said, I'm so small in comparison to all this vast universe.
那大卫说呢，我和整个这宇宙、整个星空相比，我实在是太渺小。
The very next thought you would have then is, there must be something greater than me.
那第二个你出来的念头就是，那一定会有比我更大的存在。
Shouldn't that be a little bit of God's light to us, to make us wonder, to give us a mind to think about that?
你觉得这是不是神的光，让我们开始有思想关于神的事情？
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的1章。
Romans chapter 1 and verse 20.
罗马书的1章20节。
Here Paul says, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead.
保罗在这里说：“自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Why is it then when a sailor who, when he sets out from his home port, he curses the God of heaven, he curses his fellow man with no regard whatsoever?
那一个海员从他的母港出发的时候，他咒诅神，咒诅这是他的所有的同事，就是同行的海员。
But that same worldly sailor, when the storm comes and the waves start to break over the boat and the boat begins filling with water, who does he call out to then?
但同样一个海员，当就是大浪来了，当水开始进到他的船舱的时候，他会向谁呼求呢？
Oh God, help me.
他会说：“神啊，求你帮我。
It's plain that in his own heart, he acknowledges someone greater, far greater than himself.
”所以这个说明他心里他知道有一个人比他远远要大。
And so Paul says, mankind is without excuse. They've been given the light of the fact that they have a mind to perceive someone greater than them.
所以呢，保罗实际上在说呢，人其实没有任何借口，因为借着他所造的之物，你就能看到有一个人要比自己要远远的大。
Now that same sailor, he didn't have to invent a name for God.
那同样的一个海员，他不需要被神创造一个名字。
In every language
那在所有的语言中。
that anyone has ever tried to find, any language, there is the name, sometimes hidden within the language itself, there's the name of the one true God.
在所有的语言中啊，大家可以去找啊，在所有的语言中都隐藏着一个词，去指向那位永恒的真神。
In Mandarin, you have two names.
那在中文中有两个。
But in every language, so a little child might say, Mama.
那在所有的语言中呢，这个小孩子都会说妈妈。
Oh, who is God?
那他会说妈妈谁是神呢？
And you say, Well, he is the most high.
那妈妈就回答说：“他是至高的，
Where does he live?
他住在哪里呢
You see, even as little children, we can understand these
？”
things.
那就是哪怕是一个孩子都可以理解这些事情。
So nature tells us that there must be a God.
那自然告诉我们，那里必然有一位神。
That our very culture and our life are tells us that there is a God, there's a name for him.
那我们的文化，我们的生活告诉我们，那里有一位神，我们有一个名字，我们甚至给神有一个名字。
That's light that is embedded in our human condition.
那这就是我们作为人得到的这样一个光，在我们生命中被嵌入的光。
But God has given more light than that.
但神给了我们的远不止这些，
We have a conscience too.
我们还有良心。
That's like a little candle burning in the night.
它就像夜晚中燃烧的一个小小的蜡烛。
It may be not enough to see very far, but it's enough to look close to us.
那尽管你不能借着这个蜡烛看到很远啊，但是看到你身边的是足够了。
In Proverbs chapter 20, go there.
箴言的20章，
Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言的20章。
And verse 27.
27节。
The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
人的灵是耶和华的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
Now, if our intellect tells us that there must be a God of power to create everything,
如果我们的知识告诉我们，那里必然有一位神创造了万物。
and we have in our language one who we know his name, at least something we know something about him,
那我们的语言告诉我们，我们至少知道他的名字，我们至少知道一点关于他的。
here we have something within us,
这里我们现在有在我们里面的一些东西。
and it's something in us, it's called the conscience.
那在我们里面的被称为良心，
Because that conscience operates within every one of us.
因为这样的良心在我们所有人的心中都在运行。
Mankind, even though he may not have the laws of God written down in their language, he's got the law of God written on their heart.
那尽管不是所有人都有神的律法写下来在他们面前，但是他们的心中都有神的律法。
Back to Romans again,
我们返回到罗马书。
and chapter 2.
二章
And verse 15.
15节，
Here Paul is saying about the Gentiles, you and I.
那保罗在这里是提到了，就讲的是外邦人。
We didn't have the scripture that the Jews have.
那外邦人就像你和我，我们没有像犹太人那样的旧约的圣经。
But he says, In verse 14, for when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
那14节告诉我们，没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性去行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
It's who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves, their thoughts accusing or excusing them in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel.
然后十五节，这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心，就是良心，同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非，就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
On judgment day, the books are all going to be opened.
那在审判的那天呢，所有的书都会被打开。
There will be no more hiding behind lies.
那没有就是隐藏在背后的东西了。
There will be no more excuses.
再也没有任何借口了。
Because the accuser that day will be your own heart.
那因为那个时候定我们罪的就在我们心里。
I did do that. I didn't do that.
我做了这个，我没有做这个。
I am guilty.
我是有罪的。
The conscience. What is the conscience?
那良心，良心是什么呢？
It's that little candle, the little flicker of light that God has given to mankind to guide him.
就是那个小小的蜡烛，一点点的亮光，神在人的心里给了我们。
He ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那他吃了善恶树的果子。
So he knows what is good and he knows what's evil.
所以他知道什么是善，什么是恶。
And he knows in himself to always choose the good.
所以他知道他心里他应该每次都选对的。
But it'll either accuse him or excuse him on that coming day of judgment.
所以呢，但是这样的心在那一天会审判我们。
Now there's another, light that God gave as well.
那神还给我们了一个光。
That's the scriptures themselves.
就是这本圣经啊。
That's a tremendous amount of light.
这是一个非常巨大的光。
Because, the Hebrew nation,was given special revelation from God.
那整个希伯来民族啊，犹太人，他们得到了神特别的启示。
Now, they were to be a light to the Gentiles. They were to be preaching to the Gentiles and telling them about this God of heaven who loved them.
他们应该是外邦人的光，他们应该是向外邦人传讲神是怎样爱他们的那个民族。
Instead, they became inclusive rather than.Or they became, exclusive. They put a wall around themselves.
但是相反的呢，他们却在自己那里围了一道围墙，他们把神的圣经锁在了他们自己那里。
And they were hypocrites.
他们是假冒伪善的。
Though they had God's law, they broke it.
尽管他们有神的律法，他们却违反它。
So what did God do?
所以神怎么做呢？
He sent them and the scriptures all over the world.
所以他把就是神的圣他把他的圣经分到了全世界。
Where are they now?
现在神的圣经在哪？
Well, turn to Acts chapter 15.
所以他把犹太人分到了全世界。现在犹太人在哪呢？
Acts chapter 15.
那使徒行传的15章。
And verse 21.
21节。
It says here, for Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day.
因为从古以来摩西的书在各城有人传讲每逢安息日在会堂里诵读。
So for many generations,
所以在无数的世代里
since the Babylonian captivity in 600 years before Christ,
那在1600年前他们被巴比伦王掳走之后
The scriptures were carried to lands far and wide.
那神的圣经开始扩散到全地。
And what, is there a country in the world that doesn't have any Jews?
那有任何一个国家没有犹太人吗？
And in those, wherever the Jews are, there's synagogues.
那只要有犹太人就会有会堂。
And the law of God is read in those synagogues every Sabbath day.
然后每一个安息日呢，神的律法都会在会堂中被诵读。
The scriptures, then, the scriptures of truth have also brought a lot of light into the world.
所以神真理的圣经，也带给我们非常多的光。
Second Peter chapter 1.
那彼得后书的一章。
Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 19.
彼得后书一章的19节。
And so, he says, we have the prophetic word, that is, the Jewish writings, the Hebrew writings, the Old Testament.
那他说，我们并有先知更确的预言，指的就是旧约的圣经。
And he says, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
So even the Old Testament scriptures, they were like a little light shining.
所以旧约圣经就像一个小小的光在闪烁。
Now, you might ask yourself, well, that was the Jewish religion.
那你可能会问自己啊，这是犹太人的宗教，
I have my own religion.
我有我自己的宗教。
But God has given us a mind. He's given us so much light. That you'd think that if a person wanted to find God, they might even ask a Jew, what is the basis? Could I see your scripture?
那你可，但是呢，神给了我们很多的光，神给了我们这样的想法，所以一个人当他真的想寻求神的时候，他甚至可以找到一个犹太人去问你们的神是怎么样的。
There were the Magi or the wise men who came from the east.
当那个就是从东方来的东方来的先生，哎，东方来的教授的来的时候。
Where do they said, we have come, where is the king of Israel? We have come to worship him.
他说呢，以色列的王在哪里？我们是来敬拜他的。
We saw a star in the east.
我们在东方看见一颗星。
They had searched their library.
他们在他们的整个图书馆里寻找啊，
They had found a scripture.
他们找到了一段经文。
That said, a star will rise out of Jacob.
他说呢，就是雅各的星将会升起。
And so they came to the place where Jacob's son would be born.
所以呢，他们来到了这个地，就是雅各的后代，雅各的儿子将会出生的地方。
So we have all this. We have the stars, the heavens, the creation. We have in our language the knowledge of the Most High. We've got an inner light in us, like a candle, telling us that we're failing. We need a savior. We need help.
那我们有就是天堂，我们有星空，这些创造告诉我们，我们也有我们的语言中神的名字告诉我们，我们也有里面的良心，他告诉我们我们已经堕落了。
But God said that isn't the condemnation.
但是神说这并不是定罪，
He said, this is the condemnation.
他说这个才是。
That light has come into the world. When Jesus came, he was the light.
是光来到世间。
Again, John chapter 1 this time.
那我们这光就是耶稣啊，我们翻到约翰福音的一章
And verse 6.
6节。
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light. John the Baptist was not that light. But he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to everyone coming into the world.
约翰福音的一章六节，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他就是约翰，就是施洗约翰，不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
When that light came, that was the true light now.
那现在是真光来了，
The very light of heaven came into the world.
这是天堂的光来到了地上。
But he was invisible. He outwardly he looked like any other man.
在外表上他看着去和其他的人没有区别。
But to the eye of faith,
但是若是用信心的眼,
he was the very glory of God. Verse 14.
14节, 1章14节,
the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
He was hidden from the unbelieving hatred of the world.
那些不相信的人呢，神的光就在他们面前隐藏了。
But he's revealed to little children.
但他却在小孩子面前被显明出来。
To those who in humble faith recognize their need.
那些带着谦卑的信心，知道自己需要什么的。
They look up into the heavens and they realize how small they are.
他们抬头看看天空，就知道他们自己有多么的渺小。They
see within themselves a failure of to be holy and to meet the demands of a holy God.
他们看看自己的内心，就知道他们和圣洁毫无关系，他们是失败者。
And then they look into the scripture.
然后他们来看圣经，来看经文。
And they see there on the page a description of this beautiful man who appeared.
然后呢，他看见了经文里描述了一位无比美丽的人。
He was the true light, the very glory of God manifest in the flesh.
他是真光，是神道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
John chapter 3 again.
翻回到约翰福音的3章。
We have that sad verse again. I repeat verse 19.
那我们再来读一下19节。
And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
Why would not everyone receive this lovely man? The very gift of a loving God.
他是有爱的神给我们的礼物啊，最终极的礼物。
Because of sin's power.
因为罪的力量。
It says they loved darkness rather than light.
他们不爱光，倒爱黑暗,
because their deeds are evil.
因为他们的行为是恶的,
they didn't want to come out into the light. It says in verse 20, for everyone practicing evil hates the light.
所以20节说,凡作恶的便恨光,
and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed.
并不来救光,
are you afraid to have your innermost thoughts and deeds exposed?
你们害怕自己内心里最深处的想法被揭露出来吗?
We all try to hide, don't we?
我们总是在试图隐藏，不是吗?
But God can see everything. There's no good in trying to hide things from his all-seeing eye.
但是神可以看见一切，我们试图隐藏在他面前并没有什么用处。
He doesn't need the daylight to see. He can see deep into our heart.
他不需要光来看见，他可以直接看到我们内心的深处。Everything
is open and exposed to him.
在他的面前，所有事情都是显露的。He
knows all your failings. He knows all your, yes, evil deeds. He knows them.
他知道你所有的感受，他知道你所有，是的，就是所有的恶行。But
you know what it says? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
但是你知道经文怎么说吗？他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。”He
loves you. He loves you in spite of all your sin.
他爱你不在乎你所有所犯的罪。And
his gift was to remove that sin.
尽管你犯了罪，他的礼物给你仍然是要移除你所有的罪。He
wants you. He wants to cleanse you from all that sin.
他希望能够把你从罪中清洁。And
this. And the great power that raised Jesus from the dead can wash you from every stain and every sin.
那个使耶稣基督复活伟大的能力，可以把你从所有的罪污中洗净。
But you need to come to the light.
但是你需要来到光中。
In coming to the light, God already knows. You just have to express it. You have to acknowledge it. You're a sinner before God.
来到光中，神已经知道你是怎么样的，你只需要向神表达你是怎么样的而已。
To reject God's gift
那拒绝神的礼物，
is so serious.
实在是太严肃的事情，
There's no remedy.
没，再也没有任何的补偿的方案了。
There's no way that you could pay for your own sins.
再也不再会有任何方法，你可以付清自己的罪债了。
He who does the truth, there's good news here.
但是21节好消息，那些行真理的，
He who does the truth and comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
It's a matter of just coming to God as you are.
这就是来到神的面前，就是带着你的琐事，你是怎么样的人，就来怎样来到神的面前。
Turning in your mind back to God, because knowing that He will receive.
那就你要把自己的念头转向神，因为你知道他会接受你的，
And He will receive.
然后他也确实会接受你。
The reason He can receive you righteously because Jesus has paid to the utmost price, your sins.
他可以接受你作为义人，因为耶稣已经付清了终极的代价。
He's paid the price for your redemption.
他为了你的得赎付清了代价。
That was a true light come into the world
这是来到地上的真光，
that enlightens everyone.
使我们每个人都在光下。
That light has shone around the world.
这光闪烁闪耀在全世界。
In some way, it's affected the whole human race.
那事实上，整个人类，
No matter where you are on the planet, there is some light that has come to you.
不管你在这个星球的哪一处，总有一些光进到了你心里。
Come to the light while it's a light of grace.
那你要进到光中啊，当它还是恩典的光的时候。
There will come a time when there is going to be a great white throne judgment that's going to be so out in the open and everything's exposed.
那有一天呢，会有一个大白色大宝座前的审判啊，那个时候所有的事情都将赤露敞开。
And naked will all those who have died who have rejected Christ, naked they will stand.
那些拒绝了神死了的人，他们会赤裸地站在神面前。
And everything will be brought out, exposed.
所有的事情都会被揭露，都会被显明。
But then, by then, it's too late for redemption. Now is the day of salvation.
但那个时候，他们得赎就太晚了。今天就是得救的日子。
Trust God's lovely gift.
相信神可爱的礼物。
He so loved you
他实在是爱你。
that he gave his only begotten Son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给了我们。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we do thank you again.
主啊，我们感谢您。
You're the God of infinite grace.
主啊，您是无限恩典的神。
Why would you take knowledge of us to pay such a great price for us?
主啊，你为什么愿意为我们付上如此大的代价呢？
Lord, we receive that gracious gift.
主啊，我们愿意接受你这样恩典的礼物，
And thank you for.
也为此感谢您。
Bless each one, we pray, with your salvation.
主啊，求您啊，借着您的救恩祝福每一个人。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名，
Amen.
阿门。
Well, we do have some time for questions tonight. If there are any questions, be glad to entertain some questions.
那我们还有一点时间啊，可以大家有问题的可以提问。 Oh, she was asking like the conscious, like our
Conscience?
consciousness is like a little candle. She just want to remember that word, but she forgot what did you say? How did you word it? What did you say?
The conscience like a candle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She want to know the whole sentence so she may can like get it or.
Oh, well, the conscience is like the candle of the Lord.
良心就像神的一个小小的蜡烛。
It's like a it God is good.
神是好的，
There's no darkness in him,
在他里面没有黑
right?
暗。
But so the conscience tells us what is God like. He's good.
所以良心告诉我们神是怎样的，他是好的，他
We
是良善的。
know the enemy is evil. It's bad.
我们知道敌人是邪恶的，是坏的。
So the conscience is that which tells us that we ought to do good. If we don't, we feel guilty.
那良心就是告诉我们，我们应该行善，我们应该做好好的，做正确、做对的事情。如果不做呢，我们就会感到有罪恶感。
When you obey your conscience, you feel good.
当你顺从了你的良心，你会感觉很好，
Right?
是吧？
But the conscience is not a very bright light.
但是良心不是一个很亮的光。
Because, in some societies, for example, or some cultures, what one culture may say is bad, in another culture, they may not say it that it's bad.
但是在有些国家、有些社会或者有些文化中呢，一个社会说它是好的事情，另一个社会可能说它是不好的。
And some people have very tender consciences.
所以很多人就有非常暗淡的良心。
And some people have their consciences are not so powerful.
然后，有的人心里的良心不会有那么的强烈。
And the scripture says that if a person keeps sinning against their conscience, sometimes their conscience can be seared.
那圣经告诉我们呢，如果就是他不停的对着自己的良心犯罪，做良心不让他做的事情呢，他的良心就会像被烙铁烙惯了一样，就没有感觉了。
The picture there is if you burn your hand, you can burn the nerve endings in your hand. So you lose your feeling.
所以呢，就是当你烧了自己的手指的时候呢，你其实会烧到你的就是神经的末梢啊，你就不会有任何的感觉了。
So a person can sin against their conscience so that their conscience becomes seared. They don't have any feelings anymore.
所以当人不停的对着良心犯罪呢，他的良心就麻木了，他就不会再有感觉了。
Take for example, maybe a guard at a concentration camp in the Nazi extermination camps.
就是一个营地的守卫啊，假设，
I just use this as an example.
就只是作为一个例子，
It's not a real story,
不是个真的故事啊。
but we might have a recruited from a village close to where the extermination camp is, a young German man of 20 years of age is hired, or he has to go, and he's going to be a guard at an extermination camp.
那这个营地呢，需要有一就是招了一个20多岁的德国人作为一个新的就是保安或者看守。
And at first, what he sees horrifies him.
那他第一眼看到的就是使他震惊了。
And at night, he can hardly sleep.
应该是他说是集中营，对，应该是集中营的一个看守。
His conscience tells him it's wrong.
然后他第一眼看到他就是完全。他第一眼看到的第一个晚上，他甚至没有办法睡觉，因为他的良心告诉他这里面做的全是错的。
But nevertheless, he continues day after day
但是他在这集中营里一天又一天，
until he can see people killed before his eyes, and it doesn't bother him at all.
那直到呢，他可以看见人就在他面前被杀，他也完全不在乎。
He can see innocent children killed before their parents.
他可以看到无辜的孩子在他们的父母面前被杀。
He can go home and eat supper and go to sleep, no problem.
依旧正常回家吃晚饭睡觉，没有任何的问题。
So there's a caution, there's a very warning there that we can sin against our own consciences.
所以这里有一个很大的警告，就是我们可以对着良心犯罪。
There's a sense in which people who reject Christ, they can become hardened to the gospel.
所以那些拒绝了神的福音的人呢，他们拒绝了神的救恩的人呢，他们对福音是非常心理刚硬的。
So it's a very dangerous thing. Conscience is very good. It's a little candle, but it can be put out almost in some cases, I think.
那这是非常危险的，就是良心是一个很好的东西，但是在某些情况下，它甚至可以说是可以被扑灭，作为一个火焰，它甚至可以被扑灭。
So Eric is giving you a good story about conscience can be seared.
那所以呢，就是Harold 弟兄说 ，Eric 给了我们一个很好的故事啊，就是良心是怎样变得麻木的。
I want to tell you another story about the candle of the conscience.
那我给大家另一个关于蜡烛，就是这个良心的蜡烛的故事。
This also is just a little story.
也是一个很小的故事。
But verse we've got here. Verse 19 says, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
那约翰福音的三章十九节告诉我们光世人因自己的行为是恶的不爱光倒爱黑暗。
And so, the person does something bad and he makes sure that he does it in a room that's absolutely black and nobody can see and he leaves the light out.
所以呢一个假设有一个人做了一件坏事情，他确保了他做的这个坏事的房子里呢是完全的黑暗，没有任何的光。
And then he's got a cell phone.
然后他有了一部手机。
And he's working on the cell phone and he hits the flashlight.
然后他玩了会儿手机，不小心点到了这个闪光灯。
Okay, see if I can find my flashlight.
这个海尔弟兄找一下他的这个手电筒啊，是。
See, it's the flashlight.
然后就有个闪光灯，手电筒。
Just a little light goes into the room. Oh, he says, I shouldn't have done.
就闪光灯拍照那一下，它只是很小的一光，一瞬间。
But that little light is like it's like the conscience. The conscience is like that little light. The conscience is like a candle.
所以呢，就这个良心呢，就像这个闪光灯的光一样，就像一个蜡烛的光一样。
And we don't always intend the conscience to shed light, but the conscience is in there, and it usually does shed a little bit of light.
那我们没有试图让我们的良心来，就是有光发出啊，但是它就是有光，它就是在发光，让我们知道我们的情况。
And the person says, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have this.
那所以呢，这个人会说呢，我不应该做这个，我不应该有这个。
And in that sense, it's a candle. It's just a little light in a very dark room. Not a perfect light.
它就是一个小小的蜡烛在一个非常黑的屋子里。
The Bible is what makes our conscience with a bright light. Bible tells us precisely what our problem is. But the conscience says with a little candle, a little bit of light, says, that was wrong, you know, shouldn't have done that.
但是圣经是那个完美的大光，它可以让我们的良心变得非常的明亮。但是人的良心就是一个小小的蜡烛，他会说你不应该做这个。
But if you say no, 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 no to the conscience, after a while it's seared.
但如果你不停的对良心说不的话呢？过了一段时间，你的良心就麻木了。
Harold referred to the Word of God, to the light of the Word.
那就是海尔弟兄引用了就是把神的话当作那个就给地上的光啊。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
我们翻到希伯来书的四章。
And verse 12.
四章十二节。
It says, for the word of God, that is the scriptures we hold in our hands,
那他说神的道其实就是我们在手里拿着的圣经。
It's living and powerful.
是活泼的，是有功效的。
And it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
比一切两刃的剑更快。
piercing even to the division of soul and spirit,
甚至魂与灵,
and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intentions of the heart.
甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
In verse 13, there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
13节，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
Now, God doesn't need to send a prophet like he did to David when he sent Nathan the prophet.
那神不需要像他当时派给大卫的那个先知一样。
David was trying to hide his sin. Remember the sin of Bathsheba?
那个时候大卫正在试图掩藏自己的罪，还记得他和拔示巴所犯的罪吗？
And the murder of Uriah.
包括他杀了那个乌利亚。
And he tried to hide that sin for a year.
那他试图隐藏这样的罪，隐藏了一年。
He suppressed his conscience.
他不停地压抑自己的良心。
God never left him.
但神从来没有离开他。
And finally he sent Nathan the prophet said, you are the man.
最终呢，神派先知来到大卫面前说，你就是那人。
And that broke David. He cried out, I have sinned.
那个是大卫破碎了，他呼求说，我实在是犯罪了。
Now, the word of God came to David through Nathan the prophet.
那个时候神的话是通过先知给到大卫的。
But we have a sure, more sure word of prophecy here.
但我们有一个更大的先知的书。
The word of the Lord is sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的道是比一切两刃的剑更快的。
Just as Nathan's words were a sword into David's heart.
就像当时就是先知给到大卫的话就像一把剑刺到大卫心里。
So we have the scripture.
我们有圣经。
And it's so sharp, it can divide between that which is of the soul and that which is of the spirit.
它太锋利太快了，甚至魂与灵都可以分开。
No amount of psychologists or psychiatry has ever discovered the difference between the soul and the spirit.
没有任何的心理学家能够分开魂和灵啊。
Modern medicine, it's a complete mystery to them.
对于现代医学来说，魂与灵是完全的秘密啊。
We're made of body, soul, and spirit.
我们是被造作为肉体、魂和灵。
We're tripartite beings. Body, soul, spirit.
那我们是由三部分组成的灵魂体。
We know when the body is separated from the soul and spirit, that body becomes dead. Because,
我们知道当肉体和灵和魂分开的时候呢，我们肉体就死了。
So the soul and spirit are the immaterial parts of mankind.
然后那个魂和灵呢是人里边的部分。
But who can differentiate between the soul and the spirit?
但谁能够分开魂和灵呢？
The spirit is from God.
灵是从神来的。
The body is from the earth.
那肉体是从土来的，从地来的。
And that which combines the two together is the soul.
那能够把这两个结合在一起的就是魂。
Now, but the soul,And the spirit, even though they're indivisible, naturally speaking, only the word of God can divide between that which is of the soul and that which is of the spirit.
那尽管我们可以分开的说魂和灵，但是只有神的话才能把灵和魂分开。
The soulish part of man is part of the natural man.
那魂的部分呢，是人本性的，就是自然天生的部分。
And the spirit is that which comes from God.
那灵的部分呢是从神来。
But they're both invisible.
但是他们都看不见。
But the word of God is able to divide between the two.
但是神的话可以使他们在他们两中两个之间把他们分开。
And it can discern our thoughts and our motives.
它也可以把我们心中的思念和主意，就是我们的动机也能辨明。
When we read the word of God and we're convicted of something.
那当我们读神的话的时候，我们就被他说服了，就被他就是证明了一些东西。
That's the sword of the spirit going right into our innermost being.
那这就是神的话借着灵进到我们里面。
So praise the Lord, we have we have got a living surgeon in our hands.
那感谢主啊，这有一个活着的就是外科医生啊，在我们手中。
Any other questions?
还有问题吗，大家？
Well, I think if not, then we'll ask our brother Harold, if you don't mind, Harold, just closing us with a word of prayer.
那如果没有的话呢，我们让 Harold 弟兄带我们做一个结束的祷告。
So, Lord, we're just very thankful for the word of God.
主啊，我们感谢您赐给我们这样的话。
We've been studying tonight about the fact that God loves this world, and in particular, He loves each of us in this world.
主啊，我们今天我们学到了神爱世人，他爱我们在座的每一个人。
And Lord, that's such a phenomenal thought. We have a hard time understanding it.
主啊，这是一个非常深奥的想法，我们很难理解。
But we thank you that it's true.
但是我们感谢您，它是真的。
We thank you that you back up the statement of that love with all the light that you have given us in life.
主啊，我们感谢您借着我们生命中所有的光向我们显明这句话。
And you even speak to us when we run away from the light through our conscience.
主啊，当我们远离光的时候，您同样借着我们的良心对我们说话。
And so, Lord, I guess we just would pray, Lord, would you give us a bright, sharp conscience, please?
主啊，求您赐给我们一个明亮的、敏锐的良心。
We'd like you to tell us so clearly that if we do something wrong, it's really wrong, so we won't do it.
主啊，求您使我们在真的做错事情的时候，告诉我们它是错的，我们就不会再做了。
And we've talked to the Lord about the fact that the conscience is a candle. We would like our conscience to be a bright light.
主啊，我们刚才提到，人的良心是就像一个蜡烛一样，但我们希望我们的良心能够是一个大光，是一个明亮的光。
You love this, Lord. We don't want to miss out on that love. And so we pray that you will draw us to yourself by shining the light of the word of God on us so that we say, yes, it's true. Jesus is true. I need him and his love.
主啊，您知道我们需要这样的光，求您使您的光借着您的话语照耀在我们的心里，让我们知道神爱我们，我们也需要这样的爱。
And so for these good truths that you've taught us tonight, we say thank you.
主啊，感谢您今天教导我们这样美好的真理。
And we pray that each of us will respond and say, Lord, not only thank you, but I want you to clean up my life and make it a life that can bring glory to you, so I won't be ashamed of running into the dark all the time.
主啊，我们感谢您，求您使我们不只是感谢您，也求您使洁净我们的生命，让我们可以不行走在黑暗中呢，而行走在光中。
So Lord, we just give thanks now for all that you've done for us.
主啊，我们感谢您为我们所做的一切事情。
We pray that you'll bless each one.
求您能够祝福我们每一个人。
We pray for the youth downstairs that you'll bless them too.
主啊，也求您祝福楼下的孩子们。
Lord, and for those way over on the other side of the sea, Lord, we don't really know them, but we just see some names. But Lord, we pray that each of them will receive much blessing from yourself.
主啊，对那些大洋彼岸的弟兄姊妹，也求您能够祝福他们。
So we give thanks and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.